Hey. Never let.
Niggas in your ride.
What's up, y'all?
Precious is back.
Guess who's back?
Bitch got a southern tan. You see that southern tan? You all glowing and shit, bitch.
I did. I ain't gonna lie. I bought a little glow thing. You know, you get a little glow and somewhere.
You can tell you got mama loved. You got your mama love.
I did.
Refresh your tail. You can see it.
Yeah, it felt good at home. Then I came back to some bullshit quick. You know what I'm saying?
What?
It was a letter on my door talking about my rent going up.
Damn.
First of all, your
purse strap broke.
My purse strap, bitch. The strap. The point is supposed to be securely connected to the purse.
But just like in the middle of the worst time, trying to run around. I remember.
An alternator.
Yeah.
For real?
I had to get a alternator, bitch.
Damn.
A alternator. My car didn't say shit when I went down there.
It didn't warn you or nothing, did you?
Nigga. Alternator and master cylinder. Yeah, nigga, it went down. I was like, shit. Bitch, I hope you had a good time at home. Hope you had a great time. Because this is real life out here. Get your mind right.
Damn.
You're back.
Well, you made it, back. Though.
Nigga, we made it.
You made it. At least welcome.
You paid. We at the G spot. The G stand for guap, because I'm going to be able to.
Yeah, we feel the money coming in. We already said we have good energy. We feel the money. Bring the money in. Bring the guap in.
You got to feel the money?
Yeah, you got to feel it.
My thing is, nowadays, everybody talk about retrograde. It's like, I hate that everybody knows about it now, because everybody can prepare for it. And now everybody in the universe doing the same thing. Everybody's speaking everything into you. I'm like, we all can't speak at once. I wish everybody didn't know, you know, but whatever.
Like, don't be bothering God
for
during
real,
my time.
Right? Like, I'm like, everybody asking. I be trying to find, like, unique times. You think, you know, less people are praying?
I'm selfish when it comes to God. I think he's always on my channel. I feel like I'm entertaining. Yeah, like, I feel like he's watching us. Who else is he watching?
See, now that makes me mad, because I feel like that about me. Now I'm like, all right, what time do you pray, Kamira? Let me know, because I'm going to go up right after you.
He's watching all of us, but...
Yeah.
It's good. It's
say
good.
A prayer. Say a prayer for the show. Father, I just pray that you just bless our brains. And this intro that we're about to do, thank you, POTUS.
Make it funny.
What is the intro?
Right.
I'm Precious, y'all. One Precious comedy.
You know who the hell we is.
ourselves.
I was going to introduce you and say you were a guest, but you just thought, you know, we talk too much.
Well, she was talking about her personal story, and that's really my friends. I really, I know you had it, but you like, it really was a week for you.
Yeah.
It was a week. But she made it through. She was laughing the whole time.
I was. That's the thing. I try to stay positive, because you know what I'm saying? If not, I'd be stressed out.
But that's because you got re-energized.
Do you know how weird it is, though, to have your friends send you stuff, and it's all bad news, but they laughing the whole time? And then it's, girl, I don't know what's going on. Like, she laughing like that. That's dope.
You think they're going to snap? You think, is she snapping, or is she cool with this shit right now? Like, so you cool with the alternator? Like,
that's high.
Because it's a big week.
No, and that's the thing. So I'm trying to stay focused. Like, bitch, you got shit to do for real in a couple of days. So don't
And then
down,
you did
man.
Get over it, and you really did your shit, and you be like, yeah, don't stress about the small shit.
For real.
Because you killed your shit.
That is some. That's a Virgo trait. You know, like, Beyonce, Jay-Z could cheat on her. She could go do a world concert. I'm Mariah. I can't. It's just close the show. No Christmas parade today. Fuck this shit. I got a headache. Just, I'm emotional. Like, that's that Aries in me. Like,
oh my God. She's stupid.
Fuck that.
No,
bitch.
The show must go on.
No Christmas parade.
She's stupid. No. I'm Mariah.
No. Shit. No, I was Mariah, nigga, in a minute.
Mariah never made a comeback.
I think
they still ain't made a comeback. We don't care no more about none of them hits, bitch. You ain't can't, you, look.
You know when her last hit album though was The Emancipation of Mimi, and that was her freeing herself, and we freed ourselves of her at the same time. We was like, we love this album, thank you. Good night. Like,
fuck that album live. Bitch, you gotta redeem yourself. You were terrible live.
One thing.
But there's
I know,
so many people that are terrible live though. That's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Mm-mm. Listen,
but
rappers are boring as fuck, but we still buy all their shows.
To be
well, that's the thing about singing. Like, the octaves she hit, she got to exercise. Why you think Beyonce exercise? You can't just wake up, bitch, and hit the 8th octave, bitch.
Eat a few donuts and have some pancakes.
Ain't no exercise, bitch. Some vocals shot.
Right.
They gone. You can't bring the walls back once they're gone, right? Like, they're gone. Yeah. It's over, you know?
Damn.
Mm-hmm. She drinks champagne all day.
Her loose throat.
Traveling.
Her loose ain't got no throat
walls. But you know people, like, you know when they honor them people, like Gladys Knight, she came back and sounded just like she did. do on every damn
Patty do too. She in off the
so it is no excuse to be young.
Yeah, she's not younger though.
Younger like and be done lost it like
she's
that.
Older than Beyonce, you know.
What is she on?
Who? Mariah?
Nah. She's emotional. She's an Aries. I'm trying to tell you, she's emotional.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's emotional.
Aries think they bigger than life.
Shake
Aries.
It up.
She's emotional.
Loving ain't the same. Yeah. You,
she just need a nigga to tell her she the bomb or something again. And then she gonna be like,
she gonna do a song with a black dude then.
But well, that's why she would heard it. She did, YG.
What song did they do?
I don't know. I heard it once. But I heard it one time. But they did a song together. And they did a video together. She was like all in between his legs and shit though, like this. But it just was like, she was in lingerie.
See, sometimes
like,
we be extra'd out. Like, Mariah, we don't believe that.
Yeah, because Mariah wear the Beyonce outfits but don't do nothing on the stage. Why do you got on the damn leotard?
That's me.
And you ain't doing a damn thing.
Come up there looking beautiful. Don't even move. Like, what, you thought I was going to move?
Yeah, and then if she do move, they pick her up and carry her.
To put it on.
She carried this bitch to where she going.
That is true.
Hilarious. I love Mariah. But, shout out to Mariah.
For real. Yeah.
And Beyonce, strong ass. You strong motherfuckers. Don't nothing hurt you. Jay-Z got a baby. This bitch will be like... Like, bitch, you know your feelings hurt.
I ain't thinking about you.
I ain't.
And your baby. Just like,
That's so funny. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it gotta go.
So RG, we said that already. RG stands for
guap, nigga. Gucci,
yeah.
Guap.
We gonna have it all on next week.
Shit, hopefully
we guapped out.
Shit. Right. So anyway, I've been gone. I missed y'all. Yo Yo was here.
Yeah, she. Hey, Yo Yo is tight.
Yeah,
she really is. She's sweet. She don't act stuck up.
Good.
She hit the blunt.
What?
I think she changed her clothes in front of me. Like, I'd be like, that's how cool she was. Like, girl, let me take these pants off. I was nothing. So I was like, damn, okay, yeah.
This is like a sister for real. You real comfortable? Okay. That's what's up.
She had a little cute boyfriend. She was doing it.
Aww. That's what's up. It's good to see people looking good, winning.
She went to Jamaica after she left here.
I saw it on Instagram.
Like, and she had on her bikini. She was doing it. Okay.
She was looking good, too.
That's what's up.
Can't play where Yo-Yo.
Can't. Just, shit, somebody playing with the Yo-Yo.
Sometimes she said she's sometimes.
In Jamaica.
She is. I'm in Jamaica. That's what's
sometimes,
up.
Sometimes, but yeah. What you do?
In life? Or
no,
just,
this weekend. What you do this
oh,
weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Man, I do the weekend just went over. I just worked through the whole weekend. And then Monday rolled, and then I'm just right back to working. It's just been a weird thing. But, you know, I like to have epiphanies, and I send them in audio messages to Precious. I'm like, you know what I'm thinking? Like, da-da-da-da-da. She be like, you right, because we got a da-da-da.
So, you'll be empowering like a motherfucker through that voicemail.
Yeah.
Voice message.
You got to voice message empower each other. For real. You have to.
But no,
I said that. I said, as soon as they get back, they're going to start working me to death. As soon as they got here, they was like, time to work.
Shut up.
I had Precious this morning. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, go down. I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, because I got to think I'm going to feel with you. Like, let's get right back to it. We were saying that, though. You got to.
You
got to
hit the ground running, shit.
You got to.
I was in Ontario, and it was mostly Hispanics and whites. And you know what I'm saying? It was a real good show. I really feel like I'm crossing over, guys. You know what I'm saying? You know, I used to feel type of way.
It was a sold out show.
It was a sold out show.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's big. Yeah. Shit. I can't even get in to my
homie. Big boy host.
Yeah. No, he didn't host. He came up at the beginning and introduced the host and then came back at the end, but he didn't really perform, you know.
Okay. Because back in the day before Big Boy was on Power 106, he used to have a phone line that people used to call the What Up line. And you find out everything that's going on in LA. But it was so funny. He was so funny on there like he is the radio. And he actually got a job from doing that that phone line.
Because
Everybody would call it up just to hear him because he would be funny, but he would be telling the events that were going on in LA. So Big Boy's.
Big Boy has all his phone tapping all that. He has always been like funny just naturally. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So you went back home and went to class reunion?
I did. I went home. We had our class reunion. So everybody had their tent set up from all the different years. And it was real cool. lot of people were huge, you know.
I know. So I love it. I be like, God damn. Because I was always big, so it don't bother me. I come back the same way I left. Look.
I'm still me.
Mm-hmm. And I fluctuate, so I feel good about myself this time. You know what I'm saying? I'm in and out on the game. So
catch me when you catch me.
I was like, shit, this is a nice time. But, yeah. It was cool.
Didn't look it be the littlest ones that blow up too. The ones like that show they stomach and all of that. Like that are tiny. Fat as fuck. Like,
listen, the girl, like I thought she was my friend up until, like we ended up, we both stayed in the same city all through elementary to high school. And so like we went to the same school all the time. But in middle school, I thought she was my friend. But she was really like low key bullying me. But you don't know that your friend is bullying you when you're little. Like she would just say shit to me. I'm like, yeah, you right. Like this shit out of this trash. Like I'm like, no. Like I'm like, I'm thinking I'm just terrible. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, dang. But now, needless to say, she was like the pretty girl in school. She always had a fresh chase. Her daddy's a drug dealer, so she was fresh as fuck. She was like the pretty girl in school. She was mean. And then once I got to high school, I was like, whatever. But needless to say, now I was like,
that bitch is big, huh?
Nigga, I'm like, yeah.
And now, I think they be in shock
on
when
her
they
Facebook
get
big. Though. All she talked about was like Red Lobster this, Applebee's that. Yo, I'm about to go to Salvatore's.
Oh my God.
Yo, they just opened up a new Chinese buffet
like
down the street.
Like you too excited about food.
Every post on her you Facebook too. Is about food. I'm like, Nick, every time.
But then what That's to do hilarious. Because you don't know either way people are going to judge you. Like I got a partner, you know, at the crib and he's, you know, I always been big dude, you know what I'm saying? And my other partner recently told me that he got the surgery, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, the lap band?
Yeah, I don't know which one, but he just said it. But see, that's what I'm saying. People are going to judge you regardless, whether they be like, well, you could do it naturally, or I don't want to do that and get that little, or
I know this is so fucked up, but I don't feel bad for women that get surgery, but if you a man and you get surgery, that's some bitch shit. Just,
damn.
Because it fall off of him. You going to go get
surgery.
Cut?
Not if it's life-saving.
I mean, if you like the 700-pound man, okay.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
Like, if you can't, you know,
walk,
you know, clap your hands and shit.
If you can't clap your
you
hands.
You know what killed me about that show? All them bitches be having niggas.
No, but
they go in there and wipe they fat ass down with that rag. I be like, how the fuck she get him? They bring her like 8 meals from Jack in the Box.
That's how they got there. They steady stuffing them bitches. Look, you at some point you got to realize I'm getting too big. I can't walk anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's getting a little hard to get where I'm going.
I mean, I think like, you would realize that though, no?
Where do you...
But why do they stay?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, they be having for real husbands. Like, these bitches can't even, you know, they can't
really?
Do shit. No.
I know. That's why I like, but when I see shit like that, I'm glad we have the internet. I'm glad we have TV, because then I don't be stressing myself out when I want to eat. Like, it's niggas loving a lot
I
worse bitches
I ain't gonna lie. I be hating. I be throwing shit at the TV. Like, this fat bitch. This bitch can't even fucking wipe her guy. She can't even put a ponytail in her hair.
I be like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
I'm right in that in-between weight where it's like, all right, cool. I could eat a whole bunch more and just let myself go, or I could really apply myself and try to become a bad bitch. So I feel like sometimes I be in the middle like, do I want to eat this or do I not? And then when I see shit where I be seeing people love people like way worse than me, I'm like,
I'm gonna eat it.
Listen, I'm gonna eat this real quick, and I'm just saying it's in between, right?
Yeah, it's not about none of that. It's just you just gotta find somebody that like you. Cause,
yeah, who just like you? Yeah. Cause
when they love you, they ignore all your flaws, and you be dying
hell
laughing like.
I don't like, ignore so people's flaws when I love them. I just don't say nothing. But I do say shit in my head, like.
And then after you don't like him, you be like, ugh.
I can't believe I dealt with that, yeah.
Them keloids on his ear, ugh.
Yeah, all of that, yeah.
So the chat room wants to know who today's guest is and what the G is. So Cynthia, introduce yourself to our audience.
Hi, everybody. My name is Cynthia Lucia, and the G stands for guest, because I didn't get introduced as a guest. I'm sorry. I just talk a lot, and I know them, so I just was like, I forgot we was just talking. We was really catching up, because we all three of us haven't been together for
a
minute. But yeah, I'm Cynthia, and I write, I act, I do different comedy sketches, I direct, I work with them.
She get that guap.
You guys are hilarious. You guys do a lot of skits on
Yeah, we do skits. Yeah. Trying we'll to get to Kamira to do more sketches with us. She done a couple.
Kamira is so hilarious. We're gonna
play
so funny.
One
on the break.
So we had to make her like, bitch, we coming
Look,
over.
Come
on,
right now. I just mastered the stage. Now they putting the camera in my face. I'm like, oh my God. I'm trying.
And I'm so aggressive. I'm like, are you ready? Okay, come on. Yeah. Let's go. Like,
so this right. The lines. The lines is going to be, then you're going to say, then I'm going to say, then you're going to say, then I'm going to say, then you're going to say, then I'm going to say. And I look at Precious like, I don't know nothing this bitch said. Do you know that, Precious? Did you hear what she said? Are you going to tell me, Precious? Like... Like, God,
she does talk fast, but you like you can't, you know. I get it. And she does go super fast. Right? She's like,
no, but that's what's up though.
Yeah,
keep me popping, keep me popping.
Keep you on your toes.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. So
y'all keep me out my emotions. You know what I mean? Because I be wanting to cry, but y'all strong too. Y'all a lot stronger than me. Yeah, be like, come on, Cynthia. I'm like, you right? You right? I gotta pull myself out this. You right? Like, it's hard. Emotions are hard.
Emotions make you
wanna cry.
All right, you guys, we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back. You're listening to the G-Spot.
Get that guap.
Get that guap.
Hey. And we'll be back. You're listening to stepping the G-Spot.
G-Spot. Get that guap.
And I'm cream. And we stepping out on the scene.
Yo, yo, what's up? My name is Pippin' Ass Candy. I used to pimp niggas for a living. Now I'm pimping hoes that owe me money. So I'm here with Coco and Cream. I loaned these bitches money for a mixtape. They didn't bring back my money. I was gonna go across the head, but I said no. So we up here at the Slauson Super Mall, you feel me? I'm not trying to spend more than $20 on these hoes, you know what I'm saying? But we about to go up and this mixtape about to be fire.
True, they can't take it.
Gotta hit them with that fake shit.
If I'm spaz, I'ma make it.
Gotta hit them with that fake shit. That fake shit.
Fake shit. You gotta hit them with that fake shit because people be out here and you really want to spaz and just take off on people, but you can't do it.
Why?
You have to be business casual. You know what I'm saying?
Business casual.
You gotta stay business casual with these
Keep
bitches.
Your attitude, you know, on business casual.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Really be wanting to take it to some old, you know, volunteer worker ass shit, but you gotta keep it real business casual.
For real.
So that you can stay above water.
That's real, because they tell you, like, dress for the job that you want, not the job that you have. So it's like, adjust your attitude for the career and the life that you want, not the life that you have.
Right.
You know, walk around like you got $1 million in your account. Walk around like you got, you know, 8 Lambos in your garage.
Yeah.
That's that atmosphere, universe shit. I be trying to find unique ways.
No, straight up. Straight up.
Shout out.
Oh. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm talking shit.
I saw that Eva, what's her name? Lozado.
Evelyn.
Evelyn. Who did I say?
Eve. I'm like,
okay. Evil. Evil Lozada's
Evelyn. Lozada. She called off the divorce for the baseball player.
Oh, she called off the divorce?
Not the divorce.
She called off the wedding?
The engagement.
Well, first of all, they've been engaged for like 90 years. Hello. So you should have called it off. He didn't want to marry you.
He just got a ring.
He didn't want to get her pregnant.
I know.
Why not?
He got her pregnant in the honeymoon phase, so he proposed in the honeymoon phase.
Is that what happened?
Yes. She got beat up by Ojo Cinco, and like 6 months later,
she
was pregnant.
She got headbutt once.
She got headbutt.
She got what?
Headbutt once.
Headbutted.
Headbutted
her.
I swear to say, fool. If you, it's like you headbutt.
Yeah, he an ornery ass nigga to headbutt you like that.
He headbutted this
Would you
bitch.
Broke up with him for headbutting you?
Oh, hell yeah.
When I came to.
Oh, yeah. And he got his ass whooped, yeah.
When I come
to. Because that hurt.
You got, that's what I'm sitting there like, you would. If when I come to.
Listen,
bitch.
I was always like, you got to be so fucking crazy to headbutt somebody. Like, how psychotic do you have to be to headbutt somebody? And then I did it one time.
She probably, I think, everyone is saying, I think she did some
your
foul
brother
shit,
headbutt
though,
you before?
She's Latino.
Hold on, wait, your brother headbutt you?
It was stupid, yeah.
Wait,
when y'all was younger?
What did you do?
Yeah, when we was younger. I didn't do nothing. What am I doing?
Was it by accident?
No, it was
What did you do to make him headbutt you?
Nothing.
I set my cousin hand on fire.
He was mean. He would be.
Hold on, so you was just walking down the hallway. He's like, hey, Pete, pop.
No, he would try shit. Dad, wrestling moves. Like, it would be all type
of
shit.
Oh, my God.
Like, for real. Yeah, I got a knot.
Listen, I headbutt a guy because I saw a dick pic in his phone and he sent to another girl, and I was arguing with him, and then he grabbed my hands like this, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I couldn't do anything, and as he's talking, that I did it, and I was like,
oh, no, that was self-defense.
No, it wasn't, because it was like,
I got arms and shit.
I threw his phone, I had this, and I slapped him, so then he grabbed my arms and stuff because I slapped him before, and then it was a moment, and I'm not proud of it, and I would never do it again because I still have a little scar from it, and I was like, ow. But at that moment, you just like, and then afterwards, you're like, what that? But my head was, you know, smaller, but like, I don't know, maybe I didn't have enough thing to really mess him. I messed myself up more than him. Like, I didn't think I knew what I was doing.
It's a hard,
you know?
But
the cop did come, and he was like, the next
the
time.
The cops came?
Because we was in the middle of the street. And then he was like, the next time you do this, like, you should hit the person, like, headbutt them like this so you don't fuck yourself. Because I really.
He told you how to do it right?
Yes, because I really.
Okay, so how do you really do it right?
That's what happens when you look innocent when the police come.
Yeah, I know. It's a certain part. It's a certain part that you have to hit, and I hit the wrong part of his head, but it's like you're supposed to hit a softer part of their head. But I guess I hit my head against my softest part against his heart.
You're supposed to hit the nose, right?
Yes, exactly. And I hit like his chin or forehead. I hit like his chin or something. I just fucked. Like I split my little thing right here.
Shit.
You got to hit the right part. Do research, if anything.
So anyway, Evelyn got her ass beat by
Ocho.
No, she got a headbutt.
She didn't get her
she
ass.
Got
she
got
a minor headbutt.
That's an ass whooping to me, Cynthia.
Leave Ocho alone. Listen, right? You wasn't there. Go ahead.
So then, now this other dude, they caught an off the engagement.
He's a baseball player.
He is. And you know he got that guap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baseball players low-key have money.
Yeah, they said he had signed for $142 million.
Oh, yeah, she popped the condom out of it. Yeah, $140 million? Yeah.
You think she did that?
That's like, yeah, she was.
I learned when Matt Kemp started dating Rihanna. I learned that baseball because I just looked him up.
When you
they make money. Baseball players like I was like,
yeah,
they the highest paid. And when you live a lifestyle,
you find a fine one.
That bitch can't afford that lifestyle she living. Louis Vuitton and shit.
Y'all, we need to go to baseball games. Y'all want to go to some baseball games out here? Yes.
They boring as fuck.
No,
listen, because it's groupies at it's hella groupies at basketball games. It's hella groupies at NFL. We could win
at
a baseball game.
At the baseball games,
we could come up. But we
have bad luck. I fuck around and bag the like the people that pick the best baseballs.
No, a girl I used to be friends with was
he a part of the team?
A nigga's assistant who played for
the
Angels.
Team. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we used to go to the games and they were fun in real life. Like,
I like
on TV,
live.
I don't want to watch it. Mm-hmm. But in real life, you get your ass out there, get you a top burrito, some shit, be sitting out there
little fries.
Hey, that shit is really cool. Like,
it's a live entertainment. They be having stuff happening, mascots and shit.
That
on
shit
TV,
is like, boring.
Bitch, no, come and see.
Bitch, I've been to it, though. They get them tickets away. Especially when you got little kids
well,
like
get
mine.
Get my son, bitch.
She get
go.
A fucking student of the month. They giving her baseball tickets. Now I got to take her. I don't want this shit. Like, this game. Or the Sparks. The girls basketball.
Yeah,
oh,
they do
shit.
Give WNBA tickets and baseball tickets away for free. A lot.
I haven't been there.
They like studio audience tickets out here. Like, do y'all want to come and sit in the crowd? Please.
It's fucked up.
It's so mean.
It's fucked up.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
But fun experiences, still.
Shout out to old dude at the crib. He got me these cowboy sunglasses, y'all. Shades that have this.
No, it's not homeboy at the crib. Old Dallas, dude at the crib.
Dallas.
Yeah. Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? But anyway,
oh my
he got
God.
Me these nice glasses. He got me some cowboy. Hey. He got me a whole thing of cowboy apparel, and it was so nice because I hadn't seen him in years. You know,
Shout out to
so him. Did he really get you cowboy apparel or Dallas apparel?
Dallas Cowboys apparel.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
It might be subliminal since his name is Dallas.
No,
why?
Maybe because you did have a shirt like something like
yeah,
you ride
like
it,
this
you
bitch
in
wearing
cowgirl.
That. Yeah.
What was that shirt that you had?
I don't know. I did not say that, bitch.
It was something like a cowgirl ride it, or something. It was something about a cowgirl.
Oh Lord.
Fuck you. Something about a cowgirl. She had a cowgirl shirt about something.
Yeah. It
and
says,
it was an innuendo.
Yeah. It was. Don't call.
Okay, so back to Evelyn.
Oh yeah, see me write it.
Yeah. We are so.
She
ratchet.
Called off the engagement. Be allegedly because he was allegedly cheating, and she says that she's going to keep the engagement ring, which is worth $1.4 million. In California, that's against the law. You have to give it back if you don't get married.
Only in California. They be on some hoe shit.
For real. California tripping on their ass.
New York support hustling bitches. They be like, if you get the nigga, you get the nigga. Keep the shit. Whatever run off. Gives. They like, in New York, they favor women so much in the system. Out in L.A. But out in L.A., it is more scandalous bitches. So I get why they gotta really be careful. Because girls be having plots out here. So they gotta set up laws. Like, look.
That's engagement. So, I mean, but by law, she gotta give it back. So she can't just keep it, right?
She says she doesn't care about the law and that she's gonna keep the ring, and she doubts if he comes after her for it.
Daddy, I'm pawning it.
She like, you know what?
I mean, I'm pawning it and I'm spending the money.
But you know what's funny is I looked up her, you know how they have the celebrity worth? Mm-hmm. She was worth $1.4 million, the same amount as the ring.
Shut up.
Evelyn don't got no job. She didn't. Okay, look, she's an old seasoned hoe. She been slanging that pussy. She good at it. You feel me? Look how she pick up.
I think her first daughter passed 18 is the first daughter out here fucking. And her first daughter was fucking Sean Kingston. So I know her daughter's
put
past
her right
18,
in there.
So she not getting child support for that anymore. But now she got a new baby, Charles Crawford or something like that, right?
Carl Crawford.
Yeah.
That bitch don't work. She ain't even save no money. And that 18 be going quick.
So at that point, do you feel like women like that who set themselves up with people where you know that this guy has a lot of money, he's most likely cheating, he pays for everything, he's going to feel entitled, and then you find that they're cheating, do you feel like you should still be surprised realistically? Or do you feel like at this point in time?
No, because you're doing the same thing. Like, a real woman don't have a baby that quick. Like, you know what I'm saying? Unless it's a motive. Like, you be really
what
on your...
What if it was an accident?
Well, maybe she feels like her clock is ticking, because isn't she that is true, up in her 40s?
Her clock is ticking to stop married. Getting child support. Yeah, that's why she had that baby right when her daughter was graduating from high school.
You're right.
I mean, it picked up on the day. Like, when her other child support stopped, that other shit picked... That shit didn't even retro. That shit was right there. Like...
Yeah, for real.
She timed that shit good. Like, I only got 17 more months, but hurry up. Like,
but I don't know. It's just like when you, like Cynthia was saying, when you marry somebody like that, that's almost the expectation.
You gotta know that they come with it. And you know,
she should have waited till she got married.
That engagement came. No, she had to bag that nigga quick. He wasn't planning on fucking Evelyn for no long time. This nigga got $142 million, and she's old. That's old pussy.
She looks good though.
She looks good.
She looks great.
She looks good for me to take to banquets and shit. Because I don't want to look like the whole ass nigga that I am. So I got me an old seasoned hoe. But at the end of the day. When I really, like, if he was going to get bitches accidentally pregnant, it wasn't going to be her. He got enough. I think he could handle himself for her. It would have been a young bitch. Like, Evelyn did that. Like, I feel like she did that.
Man, but look. If you did find somebody that you love, they just happen to have money. You know what I'm saying? And they
but stop acting
happen to be in the
up.
Same field as somebody else. You know. Shit. You want your baby. If you really happy and you in love, then you like, you know what? Go on and shoot me my baby right quick.
Evelyn did not have a baby all these years she was fucking. Then
as soon as her other child support ran
what
up,
happened?
She did
kind of
have
what
another
happened?
Baby.
I mean, the time, we cannot call the timing. You know what I'm saying? Just like you might get some good dick on Monday. You might happen to run into some good dick.
And if you don't want to get pregnant, you could go get that plan B.
That's true.
That bitch wanted
but the thing
that,
is, though, she did want to have. But listen, though, she did want to have a baby with Ocho Cinco. They were trying to have twins. She was actually going to have a baby with Ocho Cinco, and then you know they obviously didn't work out after the headbutt situation. Again, not judging them because you know what happens, but. After that, she kind of started messing with somebody else, and then she started messing with the baseball player. And to be fair, like. Sometimes our niggas or our men, let's call them that, be popping a little more than we think they are. And she probably may not have thought that the baseball player had groupies like that, or may not have thought that it would have been to the extent of an NFL player. She may have thought, you know, because she got her body right, she got her hair right, she got everything right. And sometimes
everybody
feel like when they perfect, you know,
broke dudes got bitches. You know what I'm saying?
I was just
don't
about to
ever message yeah. message to everybody. Everybody
like
got hoes.
She should be seasoned enough to lock. She should be seasoned enough to lock it down. She's been in the field.
She locked it down. She got the baby.
No, she should be seasoned. She should be like Shawnee. You should have just sold that up.
And my thing, like you said, you'll never see me sweat. I don't give a damn what's going on. You could be out here doing whatever. I'm like, no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I approved that last week. that behavior he's doing right there, I approved that. Go ahead.
Exactly, because that's the thing. On. Like in situations like that, I'm like, I think women... you know, I don't know. At this point, I'm starting to understand polygamy a little more. I just put it like that. I'm like, because the thing is, I'm not about to fight you and all these bitches all the time. Like, can we make an agreement, please?
We're going to have to come
I'm
to
not
some.
About to be fighting all these hoes. It's too many. It's a flood of them. If you go to your Explore page right now, you have to understand polygamy. Because you'd be like, oh, it's too many bitches now, and they're accessible. And then in L.A., for some reason, every nigga's always on planes and in airports and going to every city. Yeah. You know? It's like... And then it'd be bitches
the airport hoes. Then listen, you got the flight attendants.
When we went to Houston, I'm like, these bitches are just badass bitches with big fat ass, just gorgeous homegrown. Would love these guys who are in LA. Like, you was on what show? And we over here like, yeah, I bet you wasn't that show, nigga. I was on this show. We trying to fight these niggas, and they over here like, I can go anywhere and get love. It's like, how are we gonna find love? But everyone was out of. Congrats on your fucking ring.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Winnie! Oh my god. 1.4 milli. Oh, I can't wait to fill that up my finger.
But see, that's the reason too. Put it in the universe.
Everybody put your BS and figures in. Put it in the universe.
She's gonna pawn that shit.
1.4 million on your ring right now in your hand. Ugh.
That's why she keeping it. If she didn't, if she wasn't gonna sell it.
But look how beautiful.
Is it heavy?
Look how beautiful she is though. And like you said, still getting cheated on. So why don't we get surgeries and hate ourselves?
So would you guys have called off the
No. I'd have took a vacation with his money and stared at my ring.
We ain't even took the vows yet.
Okay, so maybe you think Beyonce
I think Evelyn should live in her truth. I think, bitch.
Yeah, living
in really. Truth. You think he not gonna cheat on you, but bitch? You
took the vows.
Y'all
yet.
All playing games. Raise that boy with that father.
Yes.
Stop doing that, stop bitch. Doing don't me. Do that, bitch. Like, at least do that right, bitch. Like,
damn.
You feel me? Like, I'm just saying, like,
bitch.
Yeah,
because
what are you gonna
bitch.
Do now? Now you gonna have your baby at home with a babysitter? You gonna be running around with Shawnee's ass on the TV with the little boy at the
we
house?
Forgot about Shawnee.
Like, leave Shawnee out of it. Shawnee is the most boring bitch I've ever seen.
Yeah, Shawnee out of it. Mona came and swooped her spot.
But at least Shawnee's smart. She sat her boring ass at home and thought of a plan.
She did.
And then she wouldn't have been on her fifth dick in a second in a little bitty ass baby.
Listen, but Love and Hip Hop came and really wiped out the basketball
series.
Well, she
had enough kids with Shaq.
And she could have stayed behind.
Five or six.
She could have stayed behind the camera though, because she don't be doing nothing but just really.
She just want to show off her hair.
Yeah, like why are you here?
She got
Shaq's
days.
Babies. She's the most important one.
You can say she just want to show off her hair.
She just here.
It'd be jail. It'd be feather face.
Like you have
fly.
No drama. You just in the middle. Like why are you here? We want to see drama. We do this shit for the trash.
So all right, what advice would y'all give to Evelyn? Would it be that I don't know? Get a side guy. Because if she's in a situation where you know, say let's take it off of Evelyn. Let's just say that it is girls in general who would be a guy. You know, there are girls out there who are with guys for more financial support or just, you know, financial gain, and it's beneficial. They may love them, but the financial shit is beneficial, and they put up with the cheating for the financial benefit of it all. Would you suggest that if you're with somebody for that you kind of get something on the side?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So would you tell Evelyn to just stay but get your little thing on the side?
Girl, let me tell you what these bitches need to do.
Tell them.
Okay. When y'all start living together and shit and you got to assign people jobs and shit like that, call your ex-boyfriends, the one that fuck you good, and be like, you the pool man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, then when he come on Wednesday... Yo, nigga cheating. You got your little pool, man. He gonna clean the pool. He gonna fuck you. He gonna play with the kids. He can leave. Like,
see, that's too
just
much.
Just do it. Just do something else. Like, but look.
That's too close.
You already know what you walking into. Like, with close. That shit. You already know what you walk. It's gonna be too many women, too many girls, too much money for these niggas to handle. So how you gonna handle yourself?
I'm gonna try my best to keep my plate clean. You know what I'm saying? Like, you not gonna see the dirt I do. Like, now I'm run away. Like, me and nigga gonna be kidnapped away in this motherfucker. Run away, have my little shit, come back, and I'm still just like, I'm gonna keep it player, and I'm gonna make sure I'm together.
I know women are aggressive out here on these men. They pull their clothes off of regular niggas. I didn't see bitches like you, bitch.
Like, yes, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
There are broke, dusty dudes who got hoes.
Yeah, breaking their neck, and that's my car, bitch. You should be taking your clothes off of me. That's not
I want you to say like he cheated with a man, yeah. And then
but
I would take
what?
You serious.
But you know what the cycle of it is why it's kind of frustrating, because it's like when men cheat on their women, it's like when you know that your man's not going to cheat on you, you fully 100% feel comfortable in building him, uplifting his ego, supporting you. Yes, my king, you are the best, and really doing that. But when you feel like a guy is stepping on you, you almost like, whatever. Like, you don't want to uplift them anymore. You don't really want then, like, it's not that you don't want to see them shine, but it's kind of like, I don't know, like, the more that they get, the more hoes that are going to be around them. So then, like, Evelyn in that situation, like, you know, even
I
down
love
to
y'all.
That
we got a phone call. Caller, what's your name, man? Where you calling from?
Yo, this Jeremy from the DMV.
Hi, Jeremy.
What's up, Jeremy from the DMV?
What's going on, lady?
Chilling.
What's up, Mr. Camille? What's up, boo?
What's up? I miss you. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, I'm out here living in these streets. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. What you calling? Yo, what you want? What you want, new? No, I'm just playing.
I'm talking about that old Evelyn dried up.
Oh my God! See, that's how they looking at her. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
She just. I'm willing to bet old boy called that divorce off, and she probably put the PR out on it because she needs the attention.
Yeah,
he don't need her. She need him.
Dang, so you think that he called the divorce off and Evelyn Lozada is just put the PR out first.
To make it interesting.
Listen, when we blow, put the PR out first on everybody. Because Rihanna, you know what? Rihanna got to put the P out first. Not to say the situation, but for the whole Chris Brown thing, for so long she got to say so much about it. He finally just talked about it in his new movie. It's like, but she had PR for about it for so long. He never got to say his side of the story. Now he's like, she was hitting me first. Everybody was right. She was doing it. He just never even got to talk about it. So getting that PR jump, you think he didn't care, or why wouldn't he say something?
I think it looked so bad he couldn't defend himself.
No, I mean Carl. Why would Carl not say something?
Because he a grown ass man.
He worth 140.
He knew Evelyn was gonna turn up. He put the engagement ring on her to calm the hoe down. That's what grown men do. I got the bitch pregnant. Let me be responsible. Let me try to make it work with this hoe, and it didn't work.
Caller, what's your comment, Jeremy?
I mean, I agree. I think he probably called it off, beat her to the punchline. You're not worried about it. That's why she's coming out saying something. She's all about attention.
Damn.
Yeah. He make $100 million. He's not worried about
it. But I also heard that it had something to do with the prenup as well.
Mm. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. If I'm worth $100 million, you going to sign to my terms. I'm not signing to your terms. What you come to the table with?
And what is she going to say? Trust me, bitch, you've been through the NFL. My homegirl, she said the NFL, the NA. She didn't fuck everybody but hockey.
That's what I don't understand about these guys.
Oh, my God.
In the entertainment, they pass around the same group all the time.
Because, listen, it takes a certain type of girl to understand their lifestyle, and that's why.
No, it don't. No, it don't. You believe that, boo? You believe that?
No, I see it firsthand because I know I'm not that type of girl to handle the lifestyle, but I see the girls who basically be like, they sell their soul to the point where it's like, do what you want. I'll handle it.
Listen to a man. You believe that, boo? We men know who we want to be with, and we know who we can run game on. He run game on her.
Yeah.
She was just an arm piece. Yep. She was a candy piece.
Yeah.
Something to look at. And now I'm tired of it.
Then why do you think he got her pregnant? Or he wasn't more careful about
it? He probably slipped up.
Yeah.
You know, it happened.
Yeah, get good.
These guys, you know, they slip up. And I asked my homeboys the same thing when they got babies from 2 and 3 women. What y'all thinking about, man? It can't be that.
And bitches be having games. She probably said, you move my IUD or something. Like, I'm just saying, like, bitches be like, like, ooh, it's so big. You just pushed it through. Like,
move my IUD.
She got that rusty IUD.
She probably said anything. I'm just saying, she could say anything.
That is true.
It's $145 million on the line. Bitch.
Think of a lie.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you for your. What'd you say?
What's y'all man rotation looking like?
Man, you gotta have something to rotate. You gotta have a circle to rotate some shit.
Y'all ain't got a line up. I mean, it's about to be wintertime. Y'all need to get ready for boo season.
No, I ain't no player. I crush a lot. I'll be out here crying and shit. Fuck that. Mm-mm.
Thank you for your call, Jeremy.
Thanks for the call, Jeremy.
Right, appreciate it.
If you guys want to call in, the number is 323-293-3375. And we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back.
Get that guap.
We are the Prayer Warriors. Let's be honest, guys. Some people just can't pray.
Prayer is so boring. I know God's not listening.
And our prayers get through. I just talked to God.
Is it cocky to say our prayers get answered?
No. You a terrible person on the inside, so God's not going to listen to you on the outside.
But we still want to help you, and we've helped plenty of terrible people.
When back pain shut down, I immediately hit up Prayer Warriors. I am very spiritual. I do not play that. And you know what? I am booked. I am out here selling this. Thank you, Prayer Warriors. Just thank you.
I was loyal to a whack church for way too long, 10 years, okay? Shoot, I was ushering, I was DJing, I was making casseroles. Not one prayer got through. Fuck pastor. Get Prayer Warriors.
We actually have two plans available for you. The first one is the basic prayer payment plan. It's like a jambalaya of prayers. We just throw you in there to mix whatever.
The platinum prayer package, we actually were platinum and burned oil and incense.
Amen.
Amen. So send your payment in immediately.
You guys are funny.
Charging people for sending their prayers to the Lord. Ridiculous. It's going to be a service like that, too.
Everything costs this in this world, okay?
For real.
Pay it.
So, since we talked about black fake love, let's talk about black real love.
Yeah, there's a new series on OWN that Oprah's doing called Black Love. Whose phone is that?
It ain't mine. Look, I'm always scared to get in trouble. You say that?
It ain't me.
It ain't mine.
If we was in class right now, I'd be like...
But I didn't say it was yours.
You just told the teacher on us. It's only two other people now.
That's... Look, no, but why is Oprah doing it? Because she a hoe too.
She's only known to have been with Stedman.
Yeah, Stedman worked at Chippendales. He really know how to move that ass. And she bought the nigga, took him home. Never had no kids, mom. You think she loves Stedman? All that fucking money? Why they ain't got kids and shit?
Hold on,
Did Stedman really?
He was a stripper? Yeah. No. Yes, Google it. On my mama, he worked at Chippendales.
Google it. She finna Google it right
now. The bougiest strip club ever. Oprah went to Chippendales. Yes. Yes. He was a stripper. And she was like, I like him. How much you cost? And he was like, about $100,000 a year. She was like, I could do it. And then she took him home. And that nigga lived at her house ever since. We don't even see Stedman. He don't even get groceries or nothing.
It was happily ever after.
Yeah. It's like sightings of him. Like, where's Waldo? Like, sometimes she bring him out. Right. She don't even bring him out to everything. She bring Gail out more than him.
She don't bring Stedman out. Stedman gang.
She be like, Stedman, stay home. I'm finna, me and Gail going. Like... I'm telling you.
And she does run that.
Yeah.
But you know, she got so much money, she got the authority to run that. Like,
I think that nigga's a real life sex slave. I think he lay in the bathtub, and when she come home, he get out. He be ready for it.
Listen, 2 hours ago, Oprah revealed why she never married Stedman.
Oh, see, I can feel it. I'm telling you, I'm psychic.
Oprah and Stedman have been together for more than 30 years, though, ever since I do to each other, and they plan to keep it that way. Like, signing a prenup, bitch, we ain't signing shit.
I told you.
He was not a stripper.
Dang.
He was.
No, Camara.
He was. No, allegedly. He was. He was a stripper. God. She probably erased it out the Google. You know that bitch got power? Back in the day, he was a stripper.
Wow.
Stepping Colleen, 323.
He posted something to stepping out my Valentine of almost 30 years.
He probably ain't even got no house phone there. He can, like, trap.
Is it any chemistry in these pictures, though?
Ooh,
what kind of man that you been with for 30 years? You got all that money and you like...
Well, what's her name? Goldie Hawn and what's his name? Never got married.
A lot of people don't.
I don't...
It's okay in this day and age. It seems.
But then you gonna go buy a whole school with a whole bunch of fake kids and love all the other kids?
I don't find anything peculiar about Oprah and Stedman's relationship. There's probably a lot of relationships like that.
She said, she's 63 now. She said, his interpretation of what it means to be a husband and what it would mean for me to be a wife would have been pretty traditional, and I would not have been able to fit into that. Mm-hmm. And then she said, what I realized is I don't want to be married because I cannot have the life that I created for myself.
That's real shit.
They nasty. That's basically, they nasty or something.
You think so?
But yeah. I still want you. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can't be who you want me to be. But on my terms, I can fuck with you. You know, the long way.
She probably be on power trips. Like, she probably leave and he'd be like, "Where you going?" She'd be like, "Bitch,
I run this shit. Yeah. I'll be back in 2 weeks." Yeah. Like, nigga. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, speaking of black love, I wanted to ask you all, what is your ideal, like this point in time in your life, what's the ideal love situation for you? We'll start with Precious. Right now with your career going, what's the ideal situation in love?
You know, I don't have, like, a perfect picture of the ideal situation. I know what it feel like, you know what I'm saying? And I know what I like. And so that just has to be an understanding, basically, of what the fuck is going on. It's just a respect, you know, but it's not me saying I'm in love with somebody. But just, I got to get me some, and it got to be consistent. And I can't fuck with everybody, you know? Shit. I gotta watch my back. I ain't just anybody, you know what I'm saying? So then I'm the motherfucker you fuck with. It ain't love. It ain't love. Yeah, it's a situation. I don't believe in love right now. I'm in a situation. But there is love in it. You know what I'm saying?
But what's your ideal version of that, of love?
I don't know. I don't have one because I don't think about that right now. I don't know. I'm not
Is that a defense mechanism?
I don't know. I guess so, but I don't have it in my head.
Mm. I want to go. I want to go because I think about it all the time.
Okay, Kamara. What's your ideal situation?
I think that it's three things. I think you need to be loyal. You have to be humble, and it has to be respect. If all three of those things is there, then we good.
Shit. You can start
money
with that first one
or career goals, none of that plays into it.
Well, you know, no, because when you really love somebody, you're not going to let them starve. So if a nigga is letting you starve, then he don't love you. There is no way that you can love something and not take care of it. Mm. Period, point blank. Like, what the fuck? So the love will make you go hard for that person.
Super.
I ain't going hard for no love. That's why I'm like, you can't focus on that because that hell got there doing stupid shit. I love them, so let me go make this work. Nah, you need to make this goddamn career work right now. That's what you need to make work. And then you can deal with that shit later. You see, I'm going to be an open ass bitch with a nigga
love.
In the cave.
If you're passionate about that and somebody loves you, they're going to, you know
work
what I'm
that
saying?
Out with you.
Just like even, you see how Cynthia is all bossy and shit, but we let her be bossy because we know that's. She does her shit. Like she,
but y'all
and we
know
respect
I love
it.
Love though.
We
y'all
respect
know.
It. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all
like,
respect it more than most niggas do. Let me tell you something. Men, it is really hard. No, real talk. It is really hard when you are kind of like a bossy person. It is hard to listen to somebody else. So my ideal of love is somebody who is a bigger boss than me, but is not afraid of my boss potential. So I want you to be always able to either keep up with me and or be one step ahead. But I want you to never be afraid of me stepping into my boss potential, because if I'm going to do it regardless. So I'm either going to do it against you or with you. And some people want you to grow against them, and they be so petrified to trying to grow with you. You be like,
do you respect?
You know what's
advice?
Better? You know what's better than one billionaire? Two. You know, where's that man? I need that in my life. I need that person who's like, I want two billionaires, not somebody who's like, I would have become a billionaire to impress you because I'm so insecure. It's like, no, we can be on that grind together and get to that. But if I don't find that, fuck it, I'm becoming a mole. You know?
Do you have a hard time listening to niggas give you advice on what you need to be doing?
I gotta respect the advice. You know, if I here's the thing, I know a lot. So it's like, that sounds bad, but it's like, I gotta, if I know that your advice is not gonna lead me, who is giving me the advice? You know, if Obama gives me advice, I'm gonna listen. You know what I mean? See, who are you to give me advice? You know, and it depends on the advice that you're giving me. If it's like, I know that's not the right advice. Like, it takes the right man to lead you, or else he can lead you in circles. And some men try to lead you to manipulate you and keep you running and chasing your tail. And that's why we be like, we don't need no man to lead us. And they be like, that's why you act like niggas. And we be like, nah. Like, it's a frustrating circle, but.
That's true.
Somebody told me that, because I do selective listening, because I'm a punk. I'm a punk bitch like that. Like, I'd be like, oh, really? You giving me advice? Like, I'm like that. Like, where are you at? You feel me? But sometimes somebody told me, like, you're not listening. Just because you might think they don't have that information for you, maybe something else is telling them to tell you that.
Where is
so it's like, do I really not listen? And am I missing my, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. What I'm supposed to be getting because I'm judging who the fuck is telling me?
Because sometimes,
you know what I'm saying?
And but, you, I think you know when you know what I'm saying? You know when it applies to you or when it doesn't. And that can come from anybody. It can come from a kid out of kid mouth.
You
they
right.
can say some profound shit. You'd be like, they don't even know. They just, you're like, just say the word. You know, so I think it can come from anybody. It's just what. You know, if you're willing to listen, and it doesn't matter who it is. It can be a dummy. It could be a genius. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's Obama don't make him smart. You know what I'm saying? He done made some fucked up decisions himself, you know?
That is
but,
true. You gotta look
you know, but you take what you want from whatever, whoever say. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I could use that.
That is one thing I
could trash that.
Well, yeah. Black Love is going to be on the OWN network, and it actually debuts August 29th. And then they'll be airing regularly on Saturdays at 9 p.m. It's a four-part documentary on love relationships. And some of the couples that they featured is Viola Davis and her husband, Julius, Hollywood power couple Megan Good and Devon Franklin, Tia Mari and her husband, actor Corey Hardrick. I thought she was married to a white dude, but I guess that's her sister, huh?
Yeah, one of them is married to a white person.
Yeah, and then So
Flex,
yeah.
And Shanice.
Yes, Shanice. They've been the sweetest couple.
No. I could contest that they love, because when she was pregnant, they were playing in the mall, and I was pushing Kayla. And they started playing with Kayla. They were so in love. This is like 12 years ago, and they still going strong because she was pregnant. She was like, look at the baby Flex. Oh, my God. And I was just pushing Kayla like that long. Shanice, they've been in love.
I mean, like, I've been knowing forever, her for years.
Forever.
She's always, always been such a sweetheart. She's sweetheart. That's hope that her career comes back.
She could really sing, too.
Yeah, that's a
voice like Whitney. She could really sing.
So, yeah, so check that out, Black Love on OWN. And then, we have our advice letter, Precious.
Yep, it's time, guys. You know, we especially love this portion of the show because this is where we give our expertise advice on whatever is going on in one of our viewers' lives. So I will be reading the letter, and then we'll take it from there. Advice letter.
I'm ready.
Dear G-Spot, my sister and her boyfriend of 3 years broke up about 5 or 6 months ago. She decided to break things off with him because he wasn't ready to get married. She's currently dating a new guy and seems to be happy. Now, I've always been a little attracted to my sister's ex, and I think he might have had a little attraction for me, too, but we never acted on it. We used to all hang out together, and occasionally, I would catch him looking at me. I haven't seen him in a while and was thinking about asking him out for coffee or a bite to eat. My question is, should I get my sister's blessing before asking him out, or should I go out with him just to see if there's any chemistry? I don't think she'll have a problem with it, but then again, I'm not sure. And if she does have an issue with it, should I follow my heart anyway? I mean, he may be my soulmate. Signed, my sister's ex-keeper. Bitch! Bitch, bitch, bitch. You bitch, you. Talking about you got always been a little attracted but never acted on it. Now you talking about you want to see if it's some chemistry. Bitch, clearly it's been some chemistry. You've been flirting with the nigga when your sister was with him. You're wrong for that shit. This bitch is problem. Happy ain't had no sister in the house, fool. I'm so happy it was me and my brother.
I hate you, bitches.
Scandalous, dirty
Oh,
bitches.
My gosh.
Yeah. Talking about your sister. It wasn't even your best friend, bitch. You gonna fuck with your sister ex of 5 or 6 years? They was together 3 years. They broke up 5 or 6 months ago. And you already ready to jump on them. You bitch. That's how I feel about it. No, you shouldn't mess with him. Yes, you should ask your sister if you're even thinking about it. And I hope she slapped the dog shit out you. She dating
I feel like I shouldn't even speak. number one, like, why would you even want to fuck somebody your sister fucked? Like, this nigga is not Kobe.
Yeah,
like, are
nasty.
You fucking serious?
That's
like,
nasty.
Really?
Sister?
And, you know, some bitches are dingbats like this. Like, I'm not going to say who's done this, but people have done this. People have done this. Like,
yeah, people do
twice.
This.
Twice in my life, people have
Damn,
done this.
Personally,
so
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah. So
who Kamara do share?
I'm just saying. Like I had a sister situation. Like you dumb bitch. Why you got us out here looking dumb? Like I feel like mama should whoop you. Like you know what I'm saying? Like just dumb shit. But I'm not gonna get into it. But sometimes you just like this is dumb. This bitch is off.
We
like you can't. Yeah, you can't. If I even caught my sister's nigga looking at me,
but
it
what
would,
if it's
I would
our
go
soulmate?
Ham.
Yeah, for
they are fucking soulmate, bitch. You're nasty.
No,
you know.
No way.
Your soulmate. You picture your soulmate as the nigga that fucked your sister.
Your sister's ex boyfriend could be your soulmate. My mate's going for coffee or a bite.
Then
to
this bitch so twisted. If I come in the house, you gonna be like, are you looking at her? Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, we did fuck. Like this, the twisted shit bitches do. Like.
Yeah.
Now I can't come and the kids can't play together now because you insecure because you fuck my nigga.
But you asked for my blessing first.
Yeah, like, so what?
Fuck
no.
Out of here. Grow up.
Grow up, for real. All these niggas out here, grow up.
What you think, Sam?
I'm glad my sister's a nerd. Like,
shit.
My older sister, you know, she like Doctor Who. She paints. She stayed to herself. She like completely different like types of people. So you know, we've never had to deal with any type. I've never had no type of sister. Like, you know, we've been in completely different lanes our whole lives. Like, she's never been that worried about guys. She's super smart though. Like, we just like our own shit. You know. So I'm glad that I didn't have to deal with that because I would fight. Like, I'd be like, what? Like, you didn't. did what? Going to who? I don't know why you would want to do that. I think it's like people just become people backup plans, and then when you go to your backup plan, you don't give a fuck what you do. You know, like when the NASA releases the rocket into the fucking air, like the plan is to get to the moon, but the backup plan is you shed half the shit, three people die, and then you make it back. You know, floating on a waif of wind. But it's like, so that's what people be to each other. They be each other, Houston, we have a problem, and then it just fucks other people up, because it's like, this sister, this ain't your first option, but this is your backup plan, and it's working for both of y'all.
God damn.
So y'all done Houston, we have a problem, each other into a relationship, and now, you know, hit your backup plan and you gonna land on Earth. Barely, but you gonna fucking make it. I'm sure y'all are providing some morsel of happiness for each other. So cheers to you guys. Enjoy.
Oh my gosh, crazy.
She is crazy. Let me ask you this. Would it make a difference if it was a friend? Not necessarily a best friend, but a friend that used to hang out with you and your boyfriend. And
yes, it makes a difference.
It does make a difference.
Yeah. What if you don't care about the guy anymore?
I don't know. Precious be thinking I'm crazy because it'd be bitches that I don't even meet yet. And then she's like, you just meet her now? But it'd be like, but she commented on his picture. I'm not even with the person. It's like,
yeah.
But I said hi to her one time and that was enough. It's like, you know me. You shook my hand. Yep. Did you shake my hand? Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna fuck my nigga after I shook your fucking hand.
No, and this bitch is messy out here like that. Bitch get a divorce with a nigga and then now you fucking with him and we all know he got, like, don't
we see
do
you.
That.
We see you.
Cause no, all that shit is messy, homie. It's just messy. Like,
I gotta do the don't ask, don't tell.
And I go back. I feel like if I fuck the nigga, I already fucked it, don't count. So I'm a habitual go backer. Like, if I'm having a dry spell, I'll call a nigga that I used to fuck, even if I don't care about him, because I feel like
it makes more
that's
sense.
Not nasty.
It's not.
I already had that one. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That
doesn't.
It's like rekindling something. Yeah. You know? It's like, all right.
So, bitch, I might go back, and you better not be there.
But on the flip side, though, men, like, because I did have somebody said it to me, it was like, you know, so did you mess with anybody that I know? I'm like, no, like what? Like, you know a lot of people. He's like anybody I said, like, hi to or was around. It's like, you're around like 80,000 people. Every time you see somebody around, you see somebody new every day.
Yes,
like,
I fuck somebody you know, okay? Do you want the name? Huh? Is that going to make you feel better?
You can't handle the motherfucking truth.
You can't. So just don't even try to.
But how close is too close? Because, listen, I met somebody friend, and I'm like, dang, man, I wish I would have waited to fucking friend. Like, it's like,
I always wait. If it's a group of niggas,
sucks.
I wait.
That's a wait. Yo, wait, because it's like, you never really know, and you really do, like, weigh out your options with the group, you know what I mean? Because you never know.
Yeah, you don't want to be fucking a loser at a group.
You'd be like, dang.
That's the one everybody be going in on and shit. You want to do
it? You got three cars? Like, you don't even got a place to live. Like, oh, so you're his friend. You're not.
You the plus one.
Right.
You clean up after they ball.
Never fuck the plus one. Damn. That's facts. That is facts.
Hey, man, we live and we learn, don't we, ladies? All right, y'all.
I know
it went by fast, but that is the end. Y'all, we have talked about it all, except for one thing. We do want to give a shout-out to Marshawn Lynch, who is still holding it down. He came back to the NFL, and he sat his ass down. Like, fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Through that thing.
Much respect to Beast
Mode.
That's
a good place to be when you don't care about.
Because you know he didn't have to be there, baby.
He
you
was
know.
Already smart with his money when he left the first time.
Yeah, so play with him. Let him go, please. He ain't tripping.
Yeah, and all you niggas that didn't sit down with him the first time, don't be trying to sit down now. We see
don't
you.
Try to jump on the wagon. Because
they let him back in. Now you're not scared no more.
Nah, you got to. He's a leader. Yeah. You should follow. He's a leader. So follow his lead, I think.
Yeah, you can't let that money control you, though. That's what he was
showing.
Yeah.
Invest your money wisely.
For real. All right, y'all. I'm One Precious Comedy.
Camara White.
Cynthia Lucia.
We'll see y'all next week on
next Monday.
The G Spot. Get that guap.
Get that guap. Guap.
This goes out to the main concern. And if you're listening out there, but anyway, in the next